It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
Well, let's do it again another Tuesday night. It's more high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. KNTA 103.9, also dialed up on the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.net. We welcome you to our broadcast tonight. It's the final night of January. We're coming down the home stretch here in the high school basketball season. Just a few weeks left. Every game magnified the rest of the way when you talk about seedings in sub-state. Looking for league championships as well. Playing your best. You want to do so. Coming down this home stretch as we are just weeks out from those sub-state tournaments. It's a Big 7 showdown here tonight at Nemaha Central High School, home of the Thunder, as they welcome in the Redhawks of Hiawatha for this Big 7 doubleheader, with the girls' game coming up in just a couple of minutes and the boys' game to follow in the nightcap. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Chance Link, our studio producer here tonight. We got Leah and Paige helping out with the Hiawatha Channel. I am Brandon Tam, and thank you so much again for tuning in. Our broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net. They're providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Well, let's start. About to get the starting lineups here for the girls game tonight. Check the standings here of the Big 7. Right now it's Nemaha Central at the top. They are still undefeated at 7-0. A ranked Riverside squad a half game back at 7-1. Then it takes a little bit of a dip there. Sabetha at 4-3, Jeff West at 4-4, Perry LeCompton at 2-5. Hiawatha, who's here tonight, also 2-5, trying to spring a big upset here on the road. But Nemaha Central right now in control of their own destiny, looking for their sixth straight Big 7 league crown. Well, let's dive into the starting lineups, and we start with the Lady Redhawks out of Hiawatha. Their head coach is Brady Jasper, year number 8, and they go like this, fresh off a midseason tournament win this past weekend. It'll be Josie Delaney, the 5'4 senior, in the backcourt, 6.2 points per game. Kenzie Nelson is a 5'5 freshman, 3.4 points per game. Aubrey Kenna Ford, a 5'9 senior at 1.3 rebounds per game. Abby Elpner, the 6'1 junior, 9.4 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. And then Darcy Lears, who had a sensational midseason tournament, coming off a 20-point night in the championship on Saturday against Marysville, a 5'8 senior, the leading scorer for the Redhawks at over 15 points per game. So again, for Brady Jasper and company, Josie Delaney, Abby Elfner, Darcy Lears, Kenzie Nelson, and Aubrey Kent, your starting five for the Lady Redhawks. For Nemaha Central and the number 3 ranked team in Class 3A under 12th year head coach Haddon Hilchin, they'll go like this. Callie Honeyman is a forward, a 5'11 sophomore at just under 5 points per game. You also have Cammy Darlinghouse in the backcourt, a 5'6 sophomore guard at 4.6 points per game. Then you have three very solid forwards. Ella Larkin, a 5'9 senior, 11.3 points and 6.9 rebounds per game, joined down in the paint by Reagan Garrity, a 6-foot sophomore, 7.3 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. And the leading scorer for the Thunder, it is Addie Holthouse, the 5'10 senior, 15.5 points per game, the leading rebounder as well at just under 8 boards a contest. So again, for the Lady Thunder tonight, it is Honeyman, Larkin, Holthouse, Darlinghouse, and Garrity. Thank you so much for tuning in. All of our great sponsors making our broadcast possible here tonight. Should mention real quick before we tip things up here, the other Big 7 games going on tonight in our area. You got Sabetha there at Riverside. Jefferson West there on the road at Perry LeCompton. And Royal Valley is hosting Holton. Road red uniforms for Hiawatha. Home white uniforms for the Thunder. Big 7 showdown, girls game up first, the boys to follow. Thank you for tuning in, everyone helping out. It'll be the Thunder from right to left here in the first half. Redhawks will counter from left to right. Tip is up, controlled. Ella Larkin has it quickly up the floor. Honeyman leaks out for an easy two. That's about as easy as you could get right out the gate. Thunder out to a 2-0 lead 10 seconds in. Redhawks have their first possession here, coming back the floor from left to right. This is Darcy Lears, one of the best defenders in this league. And at a monster midseason tournament at Hiawatha last weekend, a shot is missed inside, a rebound real quick for Addie Holthouse, pushing the tempo from right to left. Drops one inside, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Lears, who has just active hands. One of the best defenders, as I mentioned. 5 steals per game. and she was wrecking havoc in that midseason tournament win this past weekend. Lear's nearly getting another steal, but the Thunder have it, a 2-0 lead, just over 30 seconds into the game, and Larkin lost it at the free throw line, and a turnover by Nemaha Central. Here is Abby Elfner stopping and popping from the right wing. Short rebound for the Thunder. Garrity has it. A 2-0 stop for the Thunder coming up on a minute into this opening quarter. A zone defense right now for the Redhawks going 3-2. Lears in the middle. Delaney up top there as well. They get it to Garrity. Inside to Larkin underneath the bucket. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Garrity the rebound, and she puts it up and in. Good start for Reagan Garrity, the sophomore. 2 points and a couple of rebounds early. A 4-0 Nemaha Central lead. And now a steal inside. Larkin picks off that pass and a turnover by the Redhawks. Here's Larkin up the floor from right to left. Gets to the free throw line. Now Addie Holthaus left side for three. This one no good. Larkin the rebound up and good and the foul. Ella Larkin 2 and 1 more potentially. A 3-point play coming up here. A 6-0 start for the Thunder. The Redhawks foul is on Lears. That is her first in team foul, number one. Well, not an ideal sign as Addie Holthaus is limping off the floor and a quick sub is in. This is Haley Holthaus who's going to check in, but Addie has to go take a quick seat and she's off to the locker room. And the free throw by Larkin is good. She capitalizes on the 3-point play and a 7-0 start here for the Thunder. And 90 seconds into this game. But just hoping for something too serious for Addie Holthaus, just going out with an injury. Lears has her pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Nemaha Central. Redhawks will keep in a sluggish start here on offense. Still looking for their first points of the quarter. Down 7-0 at 6:21 to go in this first. Here is Josie Delaney, high right. Delaney at 6.2 points per game. A senior point guard. Now Lears a baseline drive from the right corner. Had it knocked away in a steal. Second turnover by the Redhawks. Here's Cammie Dollinghaus up the floor. Long pass to Haley Holthaus. Deflected out of bounds, but they get a whistle and a foul against Hiawatha here. This one against Nelson. That is her first in team foul number two. From the far sideline, Thunder to throw it in. And real quick, Brady Jasper, eighth-year head coach for Hiawatha, has seen enough through a minute 56 of this opening quarter, and he takes our first timeout. Timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack, whether it's at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. So the Thunder, not quite 2 minutes into this game, out to a 7-0 lead. Thunder number 3 in 3A in the latest rankings by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. They are 12-1. They lost their lone game of the season last week at the Wellsville tournament. They ended up getting third place at that tournament, beating Baldwin in that consolation championship game, 54-38, but they lost to a top 10 team in 4A and Topeka Hayden 46-40 in the semifinals there. Hiawatha won their midseason tournament for a second consecutive year. They are 7-6. And 2-5 in Big 7 league play coming into tonight. Honeyman a drive, kicks it left out of the timeout. This is Haley Holthaus. Deflected pass by Lears, and Lears comes away with a steal. Keeps herself in bounds, drops all the way in, and high off the window. It is good, and the foul. Big-time stuff from Darcy Lears, and much needed for the Redhawks on the board here. Down 7-2, 5:47 left first quarter. Chance at one more. Cammie Dollinghaus, the first Thunder foul. Lears just 48% at the line, but she connects there and has the first three Hiawatha points. A 7-3 advantage for Nemaha Central. Clock moving at 5:40 in this first quarter. Larkin top of the point, kicks it left. Haley Holthaus with the basketball, picks it up on the wing, looking inside, and it's back up top. Honeyman has it. They get it to Garrity. Larkin in the paint. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the floor. Third foul against Hiawatha. That is number two against Darcy Lears, and that's not ideal out the gate. Lears has to come out. And we'll see Contreras in for the first time, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Lears, again, that's a big loss here early for the Redhawks. We've played 2.5 minutes in this first quarter, 7-3, Nemaha Central, and there is a steal out of the dead ball. Delaney has it for the Redhawks. Good transition defense by the Thunder. Contreras, her first touch at the free throw line, skips it left. This is Nelson, back up top. Contreras puts it on the dribble with the left hand, drives, takes it all the way, layup no good, a lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Haley Holthaus. Holthaus near side up the floor, nearly walked with it. Now Garrity at the point between the rings out high. Right side pass that goes to Dollinghaus. They'll reset. Villa's own defense, they're extending this out, is Hiawatha. Now Honeyman to Larkin. Nice dump down to Garrity inside, but missed the layup. Gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. Garrity, her second basket. She's got four. 9-3, Nemaha Central at 4:44 left in the quarter. Here's Nelson with the basketball for Hiawatha. Spins in, dumps it down. This is Kent. Contreras left side to Delaney. On the wing, skips it right wing. This is Nelson. Little hesitation there. Now back to the point with Delaney. Right side, Elfner pops a three. This one no good. Rebound, though, for Kent to keep the possession alive and gets it back up top to Contreras. So a second chance opportunity here. Delaney saving a pass far side from going out of bounds. Curls around the arc to the point. Now Elfner right side and a pass deflected out of bounds. It was last touched by Nelson and a turnover by the Redhawks. Make it four in the quarter. Thunder get it back, 4:12 to go, and a 9-3 lead. And we're going to see Addie Holthaus back on the floor here, the next dead ball. Good news there for Nemaha Central. 9-3 lead for the Thunder, coming up on the halfway points in this first quarter. First of two games tonight, so we'll have the boys' contest to follow. Nice big 7 double dip for you here on a Tuesday night. Final night of January. Larkin missing with a straight-on three. Nelson the rebound there for the Redhawks. Brings it up the floor, down the middle herself from left to right, takes it all the way, floats it high, and missed the shot. And a nice individual effort there by Kenzie Nelson, who's going to shoot two. A Thunder foul against Dollinghaus, that is her second. And we'll see Ellie Ruski come in as well, a 5'2 senior guard here on the next dead ball. Nelson 57% at the line this year, off on the first free throw. Nelson had the game-winning free throw in the championship game on Saturday against Marysville. She had a 1-1 with 1 second left in a tie game. She made that first free throw and what won the game over Marysville to win their midseason tournament for a second consecutive season. Second one hits off the heel twice, no good. So an 0-for-2 trip there for Nelson. Addie Holthaus, who just checked back in, got the rebound. In the front court now, Nemaha Central, a 9-3 advantage at 3:35 to go in this opening quarter. Here's Addie Holthaus, right corner. Ruski, left side pass. This is Haley Holthaus driving. Larkin on the block and then wrestled down. And this is going to be a jump ball. Wrestling there with Nelson, and the possession arrow will keep it. Or correction, no, it's going to go back to Hiawatha. So a turnover there by the Thunder, make it three in the first 4-plus minutes. Here's Contreras near sideline up the floor, getting past Honeyman inside the three-point line on the right wing. Gets it back up top here to Delaney. Inside Elfner, turning on the right block, kicks it back to Delaney. Trying to split two, gets it off to Nelson. Right side Contreras. Contreras guarded heavily by Honeyman, trying to drive, cut off there at the baseline. Works it back to the wing, up top to Kent. Left side on the elbow, now putting it on the dribble on Addie Holthaus. Picks it up on the block, kicks it back to Nelson. Under 3 minutes to go in this first quarter, a 9-3 start for Nemaha Central. Nelson is going to be called for a travel, trying to work between two, and just drugged that pivot foot enough, and the Redhawks turn it over for a fifth time in the quarter. And we will see Darcy Lears quickly back into the game, so not much missed there, despite two fouls. I think Brady Jasper understands the urgency here. The offense only 3 points. At 2:45 and counting first quarter, Lear's a big part of their success on offense. This Redhawks team, they don't score it at a crazy clip. Really, neither does the Thunder. Now both teams struggling as Larkin threw it away and out of bounds. Make it four turnovers now by Nemaha Central. So 9 combined turnovers between the two teams here. And not even 6 minutes in. Here's Contreras leading the point here up the floor from left to right. Angles left, stops on the wing. Up top it goes to Elfner, but Larkin read it and has a steal. Larkin coast to coast, and she lays it in. Ella Larkin, the leading scorer with 5. 11-3, the lead is 8 here for Nemaha Central. Here's Darcy Lears, stops across the midcourt line. Up top it goes to Delaney. Thunder running man-to-man here defensively late in this first quarter. 6 minutes down and 2 to go in the period. Here's Lears, hesitant on a three, puts it on the dribble. Now Elfner in the corner, baseline, and she steps out, or they actually say it's a travel against Abby Elfner, and that's going to be a turnover again by the Redhawks. Garrity checks back in. Honeyman's going to get a breather here for Nemaha Central. Down to 1:53 left in this first quarter. 11-3. Thunder in front with the ball. Haley Holthouse with it. Right down the middle across the midcourt line. Staring down that 3-2 zone that the Redhawks present. Addie Holthouse, short corner right, drives in. Shot no good. Garrity the rebound. Perfect positioning. And she puts it back up and in. What a quarter so far for Reagan Garrity, the sophomore, at 6 points, three buckets, and four rebounds. Two on the offensive end. 13-3, largest lead here for the Thunder in the first quarter. Here's Lears on the wing, gets to the free throw line. Delaney up top, hesitant on Ruski, drives, kicks it right. Contreras, a three from the right wing, nearly banked it in, no good. Larkin the rebound. Larkin down the middle, and Lears knocked it away, but Ruski gets it back. Here's Haley Holthouse, right corner. Drives underneath on the block, had it knocked away by Elfner, and there's a steal for Hiawatha and a foul. We'll get Haley Holthouse here with her first team foul, number three. The Redhawks are going to get it back with 60 seconds left in the quarter, down 13-3. And now we get an inadvertent whistle from the far side of the floor, but we're back to it. Thunder continuing to pressure a little bit here in the full court. 55 seconds and counting. This is Darcy Lears, guarded by the sophomore Haley Holthouse. Gets it back up top to Delaney. Right side to Lears on the wing. They play a little back and forth. Now they go left side. It's Contreras on the wing. Lears inside, turning, facing, firing, short on a mid-range shot. And a rebound for Ellie Ruski. Here's Ruski up the floor quickly. Haley Holthouse left wing. Ruski up top. Closed out by Lears. Far side pass. Addie Holthouse in the corner. 30 seconds to go in this first. Ruski straight on for three. Book it. Ellie Ruski, a triple from the outside. Her first bucket makes it 16-3. Nemaha Central with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Dominant first 8 minutes so far by the Thunder. 13 seconds to work for Hiawatha. Can they get something here to get some kind of momentum heading into the break? They got 7 seconds. Here's Lears. Drives, kicks it right. Delaney open for three. This one is strong. Rebound Ella Larkin with a second to go. Drives it up the floor. No shot. That takes us to the end of the first. And dominant, to say the least, for the number three ranked team in 3A as Nemaha Central leads Hiawatha 16-3 after one. We'll step aside. Second quarter action coming your way next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
KNZA.
Dominant start for Nemaha Central here on their home floor. Hiawatha in town and the Thunder leading 16-3 as we start the second quarter of action. Here's Addie Holthouse catching one inside on the block. Shot through some contact. Rattles home off the window. Addie Holthouse, who had a little bit of an injury scare in the first quarter, came off with a little bit of a limp, is back and got her first bucket here tonight. Makes it 18-3, just getting going second quarter. Lears drives, kicks it right. Three on the way is good for Kinsey Nelson. Absolutely needed by the Redhawks. And they chip away a little bit, down 18-6 as we're 35 seconds into this second quarter. Haley Holthouse to Ruski, right side, up top to Addie, left side to Haley. They reverse it Honeyman's way. Still this zone defense for the Redhawks. Ruski has it right side on the wing. They get it to the elbow. Good kick. Haley Holthouse clearly got away with the travel. but no call by the official. Short corner right with Garrity. Back up top it goes. Closed down by Delaney. Haley Holthouse drives in the paint. Gets a kind touch over the rim and good on a shot. Haley Holthouse, her first two tonight, makes it 20-6. Nemaha Central, 6:50 to go until halftime. Here's Lears curling in the lane. Kicks it left. Elfner fires. This is short on a three. Chasing it down is Addie Holthouse and wants to push the tempo. Now has to stop and hold up. We get it back to 5-on-5. Good transition defense there by the Redhawks. Holthouse turning at the free throw line. Shot. Gets that kind touch. A little shooter's touch, as some would say, over the front rim. Addie now with four. Make it 22-6, Nemaha Central, as we're past the 90-second mark in this second quarter. Lears drives all the way. Good. And the foul, says one official, but the other official might have a different call here. And they do count the basket. It's an and one for Darcy Lears. The Nemaha Central foul against Ruski, her first. Here's Ella Larkin back into the game. Ruski, who just picked up the foul, will take a seat. Big bucket there for Lears, who has 5 of the 8 points for the Redhawks here in the first half. Lears 1 for 2 at the line. 48% on the year. And gets a nice roll over the front rim, and she capitalizes on a three-point play. Makes it 22-9, and now the Redhawks showing some pressure here in the full court. Honeyman gets it across and then is bumped and fouled by Nelson, who picks up her second. And team foul number 4. So both teams right now, 4 fouls a pop at 6:10 to go until halftime. Contreras going to check back in for the Redhawks. Quick breather for the freshman, Nelson. Thunder to play it in far sideline in the front court. With a 22-9 lead. Addie Holthouse will get the first touch on the inbounds here. Picks up the dribble, looking left, and guarded there by Addison Williams, who has checked into the game, playing the top of that zone defense. Garrity's pass is knocked away. Delaney comes away with a steal. 6 turnovers in the first half by Nemaha Central. Now Larkin comes away with a steal. Larkin spins into the front court, has used the dribble, needs to find someone, gets it to Addie Holthouse. Now Honeyman right side on the wing for the Thunder. Larkin at the free throw line. Left side pass. Haley Holthouse in the corner. Looking for a skip. Comes out of some trouble. Gets it off to Addie Holthouse, high left. And quickly, Haddon Hilchin has seen enough of that possession. Nemaha Central head coach wants a timeout. It is a 30. We will keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. 5:35 to go until halftime. Home team Thunder 22, Hiawatha 9. Again, want to thank everyone involved. We got Chance in studio, Leah and Paige here for the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. Brandon with you tonight as well, of course, on the call. And the other big 7 games in the area, you have Sabetha at Riverside. Perry LeCompton is hosting Jefferson West. And you also have Royal Valley and Holton. As Royal Valley, the home team there, that one, of course, on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. Our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. So out of the 30, Thunder with the basketball and the lead. It's 22-9 at 5.5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Honeyman, high right. Cammy Dollinghouse is checked back into the game, looking for Larkin. It's bounced up into the air and a steal by Lears. Another turnover by the Thunder. Lears, little hezzy, gets in the paint, splits two, had her shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. Not sure if it's on the shot or on the floor. The Thunder foul against Addie Holthouse, her first. Team foul number 5. It is on the floor, so the Redhawks will throw it in. Lears, right side of her own backboard, gets it off to Contreras in the corner. Puts it on the dribble towards the wing, picks it up twice, and throws it to Delaney in the backcourt, and it goes behind the midcourt line, and that's a turnover. Both teams really struggling with turnovers in this first half. Nelson's going to check back in for the Redhawks, as it will be Contreras to get a breather. Not quite 3 minutes into this second quarter, a 22-9 Thunder lead. Dollinghouse at the point. Garrity in the paint, turns, fires a little 10-foot baby J, and it drops with ease. Garrity putting together a nice first half. She's got 8 to lead all scorers, and it's 24-9 Thunder. Here's Nelson right side on the wing, up top to Lears, a little shaded more to her left. Puts it on the dribble, trying to get past Honeyman. Williams in the corner, dribbles out of there. Now Delaney right side. between the top point and the wing. Now Lears has it left side on the wing. Triple threat position up top. It goes to Nelson. Nelson, three dribbles, picking it up there at the point, looking right, fires to Delaney in the corner. Man-to-man defense right now for the Thunder. Delaney trying to spin around Dollinghouse. Gets in the lane. Little floater's no good. Tipped in the air. Larkin has the rebound. Here's a push for the Thunder. Up the floor. Honeyman will drive. Lays it up. No, missed it. Garrity gets it and puts it back up and in. Another offensive rebound for Reagan Garrity. Three putbacks on offensive rebound. She has 10 points and 5 rebounds. It is 26-9 Thunder. And now Addie Holthouse coming away with a steal in the backcourt. She'll go coast to coast. Left-handed layup is good. And a timeout on the floor. All the momentum now with Nemaha Central. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 3:58 until halftime. Now a 28-9 Nemaha Central advantage after they led 16-3 after one. Continuing their strong start in the first half of our first game here tonight. Garrity, 10 points and 5 rebounds here in the first half to lead Nemaha Central. Addie Holthouse has 6, Ella Larkin with 5. And the Redhawks' leading scorer right now is Darcy Lear. She has 6 of the 9. Kenzie Nelson has the other 3. Nemaha Central, 13 games in. They are 12-1, undefeated in Big 7 league play at 7-0. They're a half game in front of Riverside. As Nemaha Central is looking for their 6th straight Big 7 league crown. These two teams shared the title a year ago. Hiawatha had one of their best seasons in school history last year, going 18-4. But unable to get to the state tournament. Out of the timeout, Contreras a 3. It's an air ball out of bounds back to Nemaha Central. Well, maybe not the ideal possession there with an air ball 3. Now the Redhawks will show a little bit of pressure in the full court. Thunder have it, leading big at 28-9. Here's Larkin just in front midcourt. Left side pass to Honeyman on the wing. Back to the point it goes. It's Addie Holthouse. Now Ruski comes back and gets it. They'll reset. So we've seen Hiawatha pretty much in this 3-2 zone. Majority of the game so far. Pass from Garrity out of bounds. It sails over Addie Holthouse. And a Thunder turnover. Make it 8 here in the first half. Redhawks get it back with 3:21 to go in this first half. And they trail here at Nemaha Central 28-9. Ruski tried to play a little wolf there. Contreras angles left, stops on the wing, guarded by Larkin, had it knocked away, gathers, getting it back, gets it back to Delaney between the rings out high. Directing traffic with the left hand, dribbling with the right, waist high. She's on the right wing, looking for a pass inside. Elfner's shot hits the side of the backboard, no good. Garrity, another rebound for the Thunder. Ruski, long pass up the floor. This is Addie Holthouse on the wing, back up top, it goes to Ruski. 2:50 and counting first half. It's all Nemaha Central, and a lazy pass there by Ruski's taken away. So another turnover there by the Thunder. 9 in the game, 4 in the quarter. Redhawks get it back. Down 28-9. Here's Lears, left side, kicks it up top. Elfner, a good look from 3. In and out, no good. Rebound Larkin. Nemaha Central dominating the rebounding aspect too. Garrity inside, shot is up, no good. Lears had a hand on it. And finally, Elfner grabs the miss for Hiawatha. A 28-9 Thunder lead here late second quarter. We got 2:12 and counting. Contreras, left side pass. Williams curling around the arc. Gets to the free throw line. Right side it goes to Delaney in the corner. Closed out there by Ruski. Lears on the block. Turns in the paint. Fires a shot. That one no good. A rebound for Honeyman. And a timeout is going to be called by Nemaha Central. It is a quick 30. We'll keep it right here. So 1:58 to go in this first half. Really what's been dominated by the Thunder so far. 16-3 they led after one, and they currently lead 28-9 at just south of 2 minutes to go until halftime. Of course, we'll have our boys game later tonight. Sabetha leading the boys standings in the Big 7. They are undefeated at 13-0. They are 7-0. And league play, currently ranked number 1 in 3A. A game back on the boys' side is Holton. Prairie LeCompton 2 games back at 5-2. Loyal Valley in the middle at 5-4. And the Nemaha Central boys currently sit at 4-3. The Hiawatha boys down second to last in the standings. Just in front of Riverside, they are 1-6. in Big 7 league play. So here we go, out of the timeout, under 2 minutes to go until halftime. Thunder get it into the front court. This is Haley Holthaus in the right corner. Up top it goes to Dollinghouse. Again, a 3-2 zone by the Redhawks. They have not changed pretty much the entire first half defensively, except occasionally throwing a little pressure in the full court, and they do draw a turnover here. That's a travel against Haley Holthaus. An Nemaha Central team that only averages 14 turnovers a game. They have 10 here in the first half, yet they lead it 28-9. Now 90 seconds to go until the intermission. Here's Williams with it for Hiawatha at the point. Gets it to Contreras up top. Swinging it through. Drives. Gets to the block. Cut off by Holthaus. Kicks it back up top here to Nelson. Nelson crossing over. Left side pass to Williams. Williams entry pass inside on the block. Elfner fires a shot. Little turnaround. No good. Offensive rebound for Nelson. Her second chance up and no good. And she'll shoot two as she draws the foul. The Nemaha Central foul against Larkin. Her first. Team foul number six. So Nelson will shoot two. Besides Lears, Nelson's the only one else that has scored here in the first half for Hiawatha. Now she's 0 for 3 at the free throw line. She misses the first one too strong. At 66 seconds remaining in the second quarter. It's been all Thunder here in the first half, but she is able to get that second free throw to go, does Nelson. She has four, and it's now 28-10 Thunder. At a minute to go until halftime. Have it here in the front court. Left side pass on the wing. High on the wing with Haley Holthaus. Now Dollinghouse. And a nice kick by Larkin in the corner to Honeyman. Dollinghouse a little too high for that pass, but Haley Holthaus has it. We'll see if Nemaha Central wants to play for the final shot. Contreras extending out that defense a little bit, causing some issues for Dollinghouse. But the Thunder still working it around the perimeter. 34 seconds to go, and after a little time rolling off the clock, that's a travel by Dollinghouse and another Thunder turnover. Ruski checks back in for Dollinghouse after the TO. Now Hiawatha can play for the final shot if they so choose. They're down 28-10 at 34 seconds to go. Here is Madison Williams with the basketball. High left it goes to Elfner. Right back to Williams there. Works it around the arc. Now Elfner right wing. They set her up for three. This one too strong. High chance for a rebound. Nelson trying to rip it away. Finally Lears. Or correction, that's Addison Williams who gathered the offensive rebound. Now 11 seconds and another chance here for the Redhawks. Looking for a pass, but it's knocked away and a steal. Now Nemaha Central, 5 seconds to go. Long pass up the floor, too strong. Tried to get Addie Holthaus in transition, but a turnover with 4 seconds to go. Now the Redhawks have a chance, but just 3.8. They got to go the full length of the floor. They get it up the floor. Here's Nelson at midcourt. Long pass over the top with a couple seconds. They didn't even start the clock. It should be halftime. A shot was blocked out of bounds. Sarah Murphy, who came in, had a chance at it, but they did not start the clock. Haddon Hilchin, the Thunder head coach, saying it should be halftime because they didn't start the clock. That shot shouldn't have even really counted there for Hiawatha, although it was blocked out of bounds by Addie Holthaus. So a quick meeting here at the scorer's table by the officials. Right now, there's 1.7 on the clock. And the right call would be in the half, and it should be halftime, but we'll see if they maybe leave a second back on for Hiawatha. They would have the ball underneath their own bucket after the shot was blocked out of bounds. Officials still gathering at the scorer's table. And what has been a dominant first half by the home squad Thunder, leading 28-10. Will Hiawatha get one more chance with about 1.7 to go? Or are we about to take this to the break? And it sounds like the Redhawks might get some time. They will. So Hiawatha is going to have now 1.2, so they take off 0.5. So underneath their own bucket, Lears is going to throw it in. Redhawks have 1.2 seconds. Can they get something before halftime? They throw it in over the top, tipped in the air, and that's it. A turnover right before the half. So after all that, Redhawks unable to take advantage. And it was a dominant first half for the Nemaha Central Thunder here on their home floor as they lead Hiawatha 28-10 at halftime. Our halftime show is next. It is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K16. And if you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Our girls' game is at halftime. 28-10, Nemaha Central. We'll recap it all when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls game is at the half. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon, Chance, Leah, and Paige all with you here. Of course, KNZA 103.9. And we're up on the Hiawatha channel tonight over at MSCSports.net if you want to watch our broadcast here tonight as well. Well, Nemaha Central again coming into tonight's game at 12-1, number 3 in 3A. Thunder sure looking the part tonight. They jumped down to a 16-3 first quarter lead. They outscored Hiawatha 12-7 in quarter number two. They lead it 28-10 here at the half over Hiawatha. Let's dive into some of the numbers. Our stats all throughout the season brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services and Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, dominant performance by Nemaha Central. Balanced scoring across the board, but a heck of a first half from the 6-foot sophomore forward, Reagan Garrity. 10 points and 6 rebounds, already over her averages in both points and rebounds in the first half, but on well pace for a double-double at 10 points and 6 rebounds here in the first half. 6 points and 3 rebounds from Addie Holthouse. 5 points and 4 rebounds from Ella Larkin. You also got 3 from Ellie Ruski, 2 from Callie Honeyman, and another 2 from Haley Holthouse. Just 2 in the books for Hiawatha, 6 from Darcy Lears, and the other 4 from Kenzie Nelson. Both teams had the turnover bug. Both had 12 turnovers in the first half. Another staggering number is the rebound numbers tonight so far, and it's all Nemaha Central in that aspect. They're out-rebounding the Redhawks 16-5 so far through the first two quarters. Redhawks had 7 free throw attempts. They connected on 3. Thunder had just 1 free throw attempt. They knocked that one down with Ella Larkin. 28-10, Nemaha Central at the break. We'll continue after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Once again, our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Get our girls game at the half here at Nemaha Central High School. Thunder in control, leading Hiawatha 28-10. A little quick dip into the boys game tonight. A Thunder team at 6-7 so far. They are 4-3 in Big 7 league play under 33rd-year head coach John Thomas. Redhawks come in with a record of just 3-10. They have played some really good basketball. Just the record, again, not maybe indicative of how good they can be or have played at portions this year. But the Redhawks just 1-6 in Big 7 league play. They have won just once in their last seven games. So the Redhawks on a little bit of a skid, and they'll get a Nemaha Central team. It was also a little bit desperate as well, as they have lost three of their last four games coming into tonight. So the boys game will have a couple teams just looking to kind of get back in the right direction. Well, right now, a team that's in the right direction, the Nemaha Central girls, number 3 in 3A, in control. The Redhawks here at the half, 28-10 is our score. Final 2 minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy. Call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
All right, here we go, getting set for the second half between Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. It's been all Lady Thunder so far on their home floor. It's 28-10. We switch sides. Red Hawks with the first possession of the second half. They go now from right to left, and we are underway. Man-to-man defense by the Thunder to start the second half. They go inside. Kick by Lears. Delaney, ball fakes, gets in the paint. Little jump shot, no good, too strong. And a rebound for Ella Larkin. First possession now for the Thunder, leading by 18 early third quarter. Addie Holthouse, Larkin, settles on the wing, back to Holthouse in the corner. Skips it up top to Dollinghouse, left side pass to Honeyman. Honeyman now skips it near side as Holthouse finds Dollinghouse on the wing. Now Honeyman back up top it goes, reversing the basketball. They go inside, Larkin has it inside the free throw line, had it knocked away. But Addie Holthouse able to chase it down towards the left corner, drives in, little pull up with contact. That's off the rim twice, no good, and a rebound for Hiawatha. Elfner, far sideline up the floor, stops on the right wing, gets it back up top to Delaney. Left side pass it goes, this is Nelson. Nelson right side to Elfner, thought about a three, Delaney in the corner, driving on Dollinghouse, gets to the rack and lays it in. Nice individual effort, Josie Delaney, her first bucket, she's got two, make it 28-12, Nemaha Central. Here's Dollinghouse left side, long skip to Holthouse in the right corner. Holds it above the right shoulder, gets it to Dollinghouse at the point, puts it on the dribble twice, gets it back to Honeyman. Right back to Dollinghouse, playing a little piggyback with it up top. Now Holthouse, left side, Garrity, a short J left corner, it is good. Garrity picks up where she left off in the first half. She leads all scorers with 12, and it's 30-12. Nemaha Central at 6:20 to go here in the third. Here's Delaney in between the rings. Now Lears has it right corner. Working around an Elfner screen, a little two-man game. Elfner has it, now inside to Lears. Turning on Honeyman, gets by, shot up, no good, but a foul. And Lears will shoot two. And our first foul of the second half will be against Honeyman for Nemaha Central, and that is her first. Lears, 6 points in the first half. She was 2-for-3 at the line. Leading scorer for Hiawatha at 15 per game, and she connects on the first free throw. Leading scorer for the Redhawks tonight with 7. Makes it 30-13. Not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter. Second on the way, in and out, no good. Another rebound for Reagan Garrity. Make it 7 rebounds for the sophomore forward for Nemaha Central. Garrity has it, left side on the wing. Gets it back to the point here with Dollinghouse. Hands it off right about there to Honeyman, who goes right back left side. Dollinghouse a little too tall for that one, but able to chase it down. Now Honeyman at the point, right side to Larkin. Baseline drive, a little contact, shot is short. And rips her own rebound away and puts it back up and in. Ella Larkin, a nice individual effort. She's got 7, and it's now 32-13, Nemaha Central. Here's Lears trying it all by herself. A drive, shot no good, tipped around. Lears gets her own shot. And gets it back and earns a second effort and another trip to the free throw line. Addie Holthouse picking up her second foul. Team foul number 2. Lears right back to the line. She's 3 of 5 at the line tonight. She buries the first of 2 here. She's got 8 in the game. 32-14. It's been Thunder pretty much from the jump. Second by Lears, shorts, rebound Garrity. Garrity approaching a double-double here in the third quarter. Here is Honeyman just inside midcourt. Dollinghouse a little drive and floater and draws the foul. Nice little give there by Honeyman. Dollinghouse aggressive on the drive, straight down Broadway. And the first Hiawatha foul here in the second half going against Aubrey Kent. That is her first. And this will put Cammie Dollinghouse to the line to shoot 2, and the first free throw is good. Makes it 33-14 Thunder. Cammie Dollinghouse, a 5'6 sophomore. Struggled a little bit at the line this year, just 42%. She misses. Who's there? But Garrity, an offensive rebound and stick back. And the Thunder dominant inside tonight, especially with Garrity. The Redhawks have not had an answer for her so far. Here's Lears, Delaney now in the right corner, 3 minutes in, 5 to go in the third, Larkin comes away with a steal, And now Nemaha has a 3-on-2 break. Extra pass, Addie Holthaus for two. 8 for Addie Holthaus. 37-14, Thunder Stormin. Here is Delaney with the basketball up top to Elfner. Left side pass it goes. This is Nelson on the wing. They go to Delaney on the block, turning, and is quickly caught in a double. Gets it back out to Nelson, who drives in, kicks it right. Elfner fires a three. Good. Abby Elfner from downtown, her first triple. Make it 28 threes now on the year. It is 37-17, Nemaha Central with 4:20 left in the quarter. Pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Redhawks, so in the front court. Thunder will keep it near sideline. Addie Holthaus to throw it in. Gets it off into the corner. It goes with Honeyman. Right back to Holthaus. Looking inside. Garrity on the block. Doubled, but a foul. It is on the floor. And team foul number 2 against Hiawatha in the third quarter. And they get Kent with her seconds, who's picked up both fouls in the quarter for the Redhawks. So here is Dollinghouse to throw it in. Up top it goes to Holthaus. Addie holds it high above her head, puts it on the floor, gets inside, a little off-balance floater is good. Addie Holthaus into double figures now with 10. 39-17, Thunder halfway down and half to go here in the third quarter. Here is Nelson stopping inside. Up top it goes to Lears. Lears putting Honeyman on the dribble, gets past her, layup good. Nicely done there. Darcy Lears now with 10, makes it 39-19 at 3:44 to go in the quarter. That's going to be a traveling call against the Thunder and Addie Holthaus. Both teams bringing in subs. Addison Williams is in for Hiawatha. Ruski is back in along with Haley Holthaus. So 3:41 left in this third quarter. Nemaha Central in control, leading by 20 at 39-19. Here is Delaney with the basketball, angles right, stops on the wing, backs it up a couple of steps, a long entry pass to Elfner inside, doubled, and her shot is no good, but a foul. Abby Elfner is going to go to the line to shoot two. Nemaha Central foul against Larkin, her second. Abby Elfner, the 6'1 junior, set to shoot two, 9.4 points per game, 5.4 rebounds a contest. She's played in all games so far. And she buries the first free throw, now has 4 tonight on the second half. She's a good free throw shooter at 70%. The best on the team. Hiawatha has struggled in that category, just 49% as a unit. Elfner hits both, now with 5, and we get a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 3:27 left third quarter. Nemaha Central in control. It is 39-21, our game tonight. And all season long, presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, information at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Brandon Chance, Lee, and Paige with you, all part of the broadcast team. Is got another one coming up. Of course, we'll have the boys' game later on tonight, but right now this girls' game has been in control by the Thunder from the jump. They led 16-3 at the end of the first quarter. They really haven't looked back. They led it 28-10 at halftime, currently leading 39-21 as we're in the midst of a timeout late in this third quarter. Reagan Garrity leading the Thunder, 14 points and 9 rebounds. Addie Holthaus also in double figures with 10. Ella Larkin, a nice stat line, 7 points and 6 rebounds. Darcy Lears, leading scorer for the Redhawks. She has 10, 5 for Abby Elfner, and 4 from Kenzie Nelson. Out of the timeout, 3:27 left in this third quarter. 39-21, 18-point lead for the Thunder at home. Thunder going from left to right here in the second half. They'll get the ball out of this timeout. We'll have to go the full length of the floor. This is Addie Holthaus to throw it in. Gets it into Haley, who starts working it up the floor. Gets it back to Addie, near side. Long pass, left wing, it's Ruski. And they settle inside, 5-on-5 in the front court. Here's Honeyman, back to Haley Holthaus, left side to Ruski. Perimeter passing here to start on this possession. Right side towards the wing. It is Haley Holthaus. Back to Ruski. Still this 3-2 defense. We have seen 95% of the game here tonight for Hiawatha. They really haven't changed much as far as their looks defensively. Here's Larkin left side on the wing. Entry pass. It is Addie Holthaus. Banks it in. Not much defense around her. And Addie Holthaus with an easy kiss off the window. 41-21. Holthouse now with 12. A 20-point lead for the Thunder at 2:45 left in this third quarter. Lears at the point, drives, floater, no good. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound, Nemaha Central. Addie Holthouse near sideline, pushing the tempo, gets in the lane, had it knocked away. Now Honeyman long pass near side to Haley Holthouse. Here's Larkin, now Honeyman reversal. Ruski left side, and works it back to the point is Ruski, bouncing one near side here to Haley Holthouse. Back to Ruski, skips it right corner. This is Honeyman. Now Haley Holthouse inside to Larkin. Facing the bucket, gets in the paint, shot is good, and the foul. Late delayed call there by the official, but it's an and one for Ella Larkin. She's now got 9 and a chance for one more. Foul against Addison Williams for Hiawatha, her first, team foul number 3. Cammy Dollinghouse going to check back in for the Thunder. Aaliyah Contreras has checked in for the Redhawks. 2:11 to go in this third quarter, 43-21 Thunder. Chance at one more here. With Larkin at the line, trying to get into double figures. In and out, no good on the free throw. She'll have to wait to get across that 9-point threshold. 43-21, just over 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Delaney in the right corner, dribbles out to the wing, hands it off right there to Contreras, who goes back into the corner, had it knocked away, on the floor, out of bounds, and a turnover by Contreras. Well, both teams had 12 turnovers in the first half. They've been much better here in the third quarter so far in that category, but it hasn't helped Hiawatha get back into the game by any means. Still trailing by 22, 43-21 at 1:53 and counting in this third quarter. Here's Haley Holthouse, near side across midcourt. Up top it goes to Dollinghouse, just in the middle of that C in the middle of the floor for Nemaha Central. Ruski to Haley Holthouse, fires one into Garrity, kicks it right Dollinghouse, ball fake, lost it off the knee, gets it back, deflected. Now Ruski left wing for 3, that's an air ball out of bounds, and last touch by Garrity underneath, Redhawks will get it back. 90 seconds exactly left in this third quarter, 43-21, Nemaha Central. Show light pressure in the full courts, Contreras far sideline up the floor from right to left. Gets to the right wing, little hesitation dribble, now works it into the corner, back to the wing, hands it off there to Lears. Lears works it inside, takes it on a 45-degree angle, and I think they count it, plus one. Another and one here for Darcy Lears. She has 12. And it makes it a 43-23 game at 1:18 to go in the third. Lears is 4-for-7 at the line. This will be her eighth attempt. And now 5-for-8 after she capitalizes on the three-point play. 43-24 after the three-point play. Thunder by 19 with the ball. Just getting it across midcourt and off the knee and out of bounds at Dollinghouse, and a kind of a lazy turnover there by the Thunder. Now the Redhawks get it back. 108 to go, I should say. She's trying to say 68 seconds. As we're now coming up on the final minutes of this third period. 43-24, and a 3 is on the way, and it's booked and buried by Abby Elfner. Nothing but net. She's got 8. 43-27, and a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 55 seconds to go in the third. 43-27, Nemaha Central. Back after this on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Hiawatha slowly kind of creeping back in here. They still have a lot of work to do, down by as many as 23. Back to within 16 late here in the third quarter. It's Nemaha Central 43, Hiawatha 27. 54.6 seconds remaining in the quarter. Out of this timeout, Thunder with the basketball and that 16-point lead. Going from left to right here in the second half, working the full length of the floor. Now Redhawks here going to push up a little bit, pressure in the full court. Maddie Holthouse with it. Dollinghouse back to Holthouse into the front court. Inside a pass to Ruski. Throws up a shot, and it trickles in there. Ellie Ruski in the paint amongst the trees. Now with five, makes it 45-27 at 33 seconds to go. Big bounce back bucket there by the Thunder, and now a whistle and a foul. I think they get Ruski here as Delaney was driving on the right wing. Ruski picks up her second. And here comes Ella Larkin back into the game as Addie Holthouse will get a breather. Team foul number five against the Thunder. Delaney to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Trying to get it in, still trying to get it in. It's a five count. That was a quick five, but nonetheless, Redhawks can't get it in, and they turn it over. 15 turnovers now in the game. 29 seconds to go. Now the Thunder can play for the final shot if they choose. With a 45-27 lead, Larkin wasn't ready for that pass, and it's a turnover. Williams pulls up in transition, nearly banked it in, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Larkin, and a whistle and a foul. And they get Larkin on the rebound attempt, and that's going to be her third. As Callie Honeyman's going to check in real quick, and I think Dollinghouse is out, and now Addie Holthouse is going to check back in. As Larkin is going to come out for the final 17 seconds of the quarter after just picking up her third. So Hiawatha a chance here underneath their own bucket, down 45-27. With 17 seconds to go, they get it into Lears, and she is bumped and fouled. Just like that, two more free throws coming up for Darcy Lears. And Ruski has quickly picked up her third. Team foul number seven, so the rest of the ball game, the Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. And Lears' first free throw is good. Trying to will her team offensively. She has been the offense here tonight, 14. She has half the points right now for the Redhawks. And the second one is up, and that one is good. And a whistle, and I think we get a sub in. That's going to be Kenzie Nelson back into the game. Lears comes out. Oh, never mind. It'll be Contreras who is going to come out. So the Thunder now a chance. 14.7 seconds to go. 16-point lead, 45-29. Here's Haley Holthouse across midcourt. Ruski, top of the key it goes. This is Addie Holthouse, 6 seconds to go. Ruski left wing, steps in, pulls up, banks it in from about 15. Ellie Ruski with 7, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Monster bucket by Nemaha Central and Ruski. Three quarters down and one to go. Our girls' game has been all Thunder so far. It's Nemaha Central 47, Hiawatha 29. Back in a moment for the fourth quarter after this on KNCA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, welcome back. Fourth quarter just getting going here as the Nemaha Central girls pretty much been in control the way or for the whole way so far, and Hiawatha trying to force a quick steal to start the quarter, and they do as Elfner comes away with it. 47-29, Nemaha Central just getting going in the fourth quarter. Delaney drive, shot is up. They wave it off. It went in. A foul is on the floor. But regardless, it's going to be free throws. It'll be the eighth team foul against Nemaha Central, so it will be a 1-1. Thunder foul against Haley Holthouse, her second. Once again, team foul number 8. And Haley Holthouse is coming out of the game. A little bit of an injury, it looks like. Cammy Dollinghouse will check back in. This will be Josie Delaney to shoot the 1-1. Just 2 points for the 5'4 senior tonight. Pretty good free throw shooter, 67%, well above the team average, and she calmly collects the first one there, and we'll get the bonus. Makes it 47-30. That's 7:42 left in the game. Delaney's second rattles in there, so she goes 2 for 2, has 4. And the Nemaha Central lead trimmed to 47-31. Early portions of the fourth. Here is Honeyman up top the Dollinghouse. Looking left, cut off there by Williams. Right side has to go to Honeyman. Now Larkin in the corner. Lears went for the steal. Garrity inside, missed the layup, gets her own rebound, puts it up, and it's fouled. Garrity a menace on the offensive glass, and she'll get a chance at 2. The foul on Nelson, her 3rd. Just the 4th Hiawatha team foul. Garrity now officially a double-double. 14 points and 10 rebounds, and she missed the first free throw here. She'll have a second. 64% coming in at the line. Nemaha Central as a team, just 49%. Actually, both of these teams have struggled at the line this season. Thunder on the way with that one. Should take Garrity there, and she knocked that one home. And she ties Lears with a game-high 15. 48-31, Nemaha Central, not quite a minute into this fourth quarter. Delaney up top to Elfner, left side, high on the wing, it goes to Addison Williams. Up top now to Lears, guarded by Honeyman. Right side to Elfner, close out by Larkin. They go inside to Nelson, bump from behind, and a foul on Addie Holthouse. That'll be her 3rd. Team foul number 9, so now double bonus time the rest of the way for the Redhawks. 7:07 still to go in the fourth quarter. Well, down 17, you got to take advantage of every opportunity at the line. Nelson will shoot the 1-1. And she calmly hits the first free throw after missing her first 3 at the line. She has stepped up and made her last 2. 5 points for the freshman, Kinsey Nelson. And the second is short, and a rebound for Honeyman. And hounded by Lears, but gets it off to Dollinghouse. A minute gone by in this fourth quarter. They get it into the front court, does Nemaha Central. Garrity, short corner left. Entry pass. Larkin missed the layup and a rebound for Hiawatha. Opportunity there, just unable to convert. Here's Delaney pushing the tempo. Hiawatha down 16. Elfner a 3. No good. Rebound for Nelson. Turns around, fires, hits the back iron and drops. Kinsey Nelson with a big offensive rebound and stick back. She's got 7. Makes it 48-34. 6.5 minutes to go in this game. Addie Holthouse, nice ball fake, drive, counts, and the foul on Darcy Lears. Lears with their 3rd, Addie Holthouse with 14, and a chance for one more. Addie Holthouse now with 14 in the game. It's a 50-34 Thunder lead. 6:26 left in the game. Addie with her first chance at the free throw line, and she buries this one to capitalize on the 3-point play. 48% foul shooter coming in. She'll get a quick breather. Ruski back in. So the Thunder lead is now 51-34 at 6:25 and rolling, fourth quarter. Here's Delaney from right to left, working it into the front court for Hiawatha. Thunder pretty much played man-to-man the majority of this game. Maybe it switched up a little bit here, and now the Redhawks turn it over as Ruski comes away with a steal. Here's Ruski pushing the pace a little bit, stops, might have got away with a walk, gets it up top to Larkin. Larkin skips it, Honeyman left side, drives at an angle, layup good. Cali Honeyman, the sophomore, nice move, who now has 2 buckets and 4 points. Makes it 53-34, lead back to 19. Here's Lears, a 3, it is short, rebound, Nemaha Central. Ruski pushing the tempo a little bit, stops on a dime, but got away with one last time, not there, she's called for a travel. 17 turnovers now in the game for Nemaha Central, but they lead it by 19 at 5:42 to go. And back off the pressure a little bit. Delaney into the front court near sideline. Now angles right, working it towards the wing. Guarded by Dollinghouse. Picks it up there. Elfner back at the point. Lobs a pass inside and a foul on Honeyman reaching over the top of Lears. Honeyman picks up her 2nd, and now double bonus the rest of the way for the Redhawks. Team foul number 10, so Lears will shoot 2. What is right now a 19-point Nemaha Central lead at 5.5 minutes to go. And the free throw is good by Darcy Lears, who now has 16, 10 of which in the second half. Aubrey Kent checks back in for Hiawatha. Addie Holthaus checking back in for NC. 53-35. Another free throw here for Lear. She has lived at the stripe tonight. She cans another and now has 17. 53-36 and under 5.5 minutes to go. Nemaha Central trying to stay undefeated. Easy drive, easy bucket there for Addie Holthaus, who now has 17. 55-36 at 5:15 to go. Quick 2-point possession there by the Thunder. Hiawatha Redhawks here running out of some time. They got to get something going here quickly. Here's Lears around a screen. Puts up a short J. No good. Rebound Nemaha Central. Addie Holthaus with that board. Long pass up the floor to Garrity. Back up to Larkin. Skips it up top to Ruski. Right side to Dollinghouse in the corner. Nice entry pass by Dollinghouse. Shot missed inside by Larkin. Still on the floor. And the rebound finally gathered there by Delaney. A 2-on-3 break. Lears keeps it alive with Nelson. Good transition defense by the Thunder. Little floater there by Delaney. Good with the right hand and a timeout on the floor. 6 now for Josie Delaney. Makes it 55-38 with 4:32 to go, and it's a full. So we'll follow suit. We'll step aside back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nemaha Central 55, Hiawatha 38. As it's really been controlled by the Thunder here in this first of the two games here tonight. Brandon Chance, Leah, and Paige all with you. KNZA 103.9. Also videoed up on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. Either way, you can stream us live on the always free mscsports.net. Out of the timeouts, Nemaha Central with the basketball and the 55-38 lead. 4:32 remaining in this game. Nemaha Central trying to stay in first place of the league standings, undefeated at 7-0. Quickly into the front court. Honeyman's shot is blocked. Tipped to the free throw line. Somehow Ruski able to keep it alive. And the Thunder will get another opportunity here on this possession after a quick miss. Larkin, free throw line, back turn to the bucket. Honeyman along two left corner is a swish. Callie Honeyman, a left side J from about 17 out. She's got six. Makes it 57-38. As we're halfway in and halfway to go in this final quarter. Nemaha Central led 16-3 after the first quarter. They've really not looked back. They've kept this out to a double-digit lead ever since that first quarter. Here's Addison Williams in the right corner. Down to 3:45 left in the game. Redhawks running out of time. Delaney drives, missing one. And a couple bodies, and this should be a foul against Hiawatha as Larkin nabbed the rebound. Aubrey Kent picks up the foul, her first. Team foul number 6, so now both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. So the next foul by Hiawatha will put Nemaha Central at the line. 57-38 Thunder. They get it into the front court. 3.5 minutes to go. Nearly throw it away, and a whistle and a foul. They get a call here on Aubrey Kent, who quickly now picks up her fourth. And this will be a 1-1 here for Nemaha Central. I believe it's Honeyman to shoot here, and it will be. Callie Honeyman, 5'11 sophomore, played last year during her freshman year and even started a couple of games, made some strides, averaging about 5 points per game her sophomore season. She hits the first free throw here. Now 7 in the game, she'll get the bonus. She's also a pretty good free throw shooter. Now 15 out of 20 on the year at the line, 75% after that first make. And the second, off the heel, too strong. Rebound for Darcy Lears. Long pass up the floor, Delaney. It's a 20-point Nemaha Central lead, 58-38, at 3:20 and counting left in this game. Here's Lears at the point, not using a screen, rolls right, gets it into the corner. Nelson open for three. It's an air ball. Might as well have been a pass. The offensive rebound for Addison Williams. Now Delaney collects in the right corner. Still has the waist-high dribble with the left hand. Works it back to the point. Hands it off there to Addison Williams. Curls to the right wing. Hands it off there to Nelson. Nelson spins. Knocks over Holthouse. And now Williams for three. That's an air ball. And unable to get the rebound is Cammie Dollinghouse. Off her knee and out of bounds. So the Redhawks will keep the possession. We're down to 2:52 left in the game. And Nemaha Central leading by 20. They get it inside to Lears. And she is bumped and fouled, lost the handle on the floor. And the foul against Honeyman, that is her third. And stop me if you've heard this one before, Lears to the free throw line. This will be her 13th and 14th free throw attempts tonight. She knocks down the first tier and she has 18. So she came into the game having shot 67 free throws so far this season. That number is growing mightily here as she goes 1-for-2, missing the second short. Into the front court comes Nemaha Central in a 19-point advantage at 2:40 to go. 58-39 is our score. Thunder, assuming they hold on, will move to 13-1. And undefeated still in Big 7 league play. Nice post move. Addie Holthouse, but she missed the layup. And then still tipped out to the free throw line, and Cammie Dollinghouse able to gather, and then she is bumped and fouled, I think, by Delaney here. It is Josie Delaney who picks up her first team foul, number 9, so a 1-1 here for Cammie Dollinghouse. And we'll get a sub here, Reagan Garrity, at 2:22 left in the game. Contreras also in here for the Redhawks. Delaney gets a seat. Addie Holthouse comes out. Cammie Dollinghouse here with the 1-1 opportunity. Just 1 point tonight on a 1-for-2 trip in the first half, or I should say earlier in the second half here. And she knocks in the first to get the bonus. 59-39, Thunder by 20, 2:22 left. Second is good. Dollinghouse with three, all at the charity stripe. 60-39, Thunder at 2:16 and counting left in this game. Thunder controlled it from the jump, led 16-3 after one. They have not relinquished that double-digit lead since, and free throws are coming up here for Darcy Lears. A hard drive and knocked to the floor. Darcy Lears, 18 points in this game following her 20-point effort in the championship in her invitational tournament on Saturday against Marysville. Lears hits the first and has 19. Makes it 60-40 at 2:08 left. Only four players have scored tonight for the Redhawks, and the leader, of course, Lears now, who makes the second and has 20. Lears will come out. That's probably the last we'll see of her, as it will be a sub into the game. It's Claire Twombly who has checked in, so a little bit deeper into the bench for Hiawatha. Down 19 with 2 minutes to go. Ella Larkin at the elbow, dumps one inside, knocked in the air by Murphy out of bounds, but last touched by the Redhawks, and the Thunder will keep it. So now we're going to see both teams dive a little bit deeper into the bench. Zoe Sudbeck, 5'7 sophomore, has checked in. Sudbeck, the, again, 5'7 sophomore, making her seventh appearance this season, and the Thunder turn it over, and it will go back to the Redhawks at 1:49 to go in what's been all Nemaha Central here in this first game, leading now 60-41. Here's Contreras, far sideline, spinning past Ruski. Ruski with a touch out of bounds, and it'll stay here with the Redhawks in the front court, and more reserves coming in here for Haddon Hilchin and company, as we will see Kate Bartkowski, who is checked in. Also, looks like Maggie Cook is going to check in as well. And Anna Hermish. So, again, reserves coming in for the Thunder, putting the finishing touches on another Big 7 victory here tonight. Down to 1:35 left to go. Here's Contreras in the right corner. For Hiawatha, puts it on the dribble, working on Hermish. Bounces it into the right corner. There it goes to... that is Twombly. Up top it goes to Williams. Back to Contreras' right side. Buck 20 gets in the paint, kicks it left. Nice pass in the corner. Twombly for three. It is short. And a rebound for Nemaha Central. Thunder bring it into the front court here with Maggie Cook. Left side pass, a drive, shot blocked, and a rebound collected for Hiawatha there as Twombly has that one. Under a minute to go, Thunder leading it big, 60-41. There's maybe another possession or two left in this game. Contreras driving, kicking left. Twombly back to Contreras, left side on the wing. And a whistle and a foul at 44.4 to go. The foul against Hermish, that is her first. And Nemaha Central will get one more sub in with, again, just under 45 ticks remaining in this game. Contreras to shoot two has not scored tonight and has struggled at the line. Now 3 out of 12 from the stripe after that first miss. She'll make one more. We will see the 5'4 senior Trista Peterson, who's appearing now in her third game here for Nemaha Central. Contreras makes the second. She goes 1 for 2. Makes it 60-42, and Nemaha Central trying to come away with a steal and now a whistle and a foul. Or I should say the other way around. It was Contreras trying to come away with a steal. Contreras picks up her first, and free throws coming up here for the Thunder. It is the final 1-1. Team foul number 9, as this will be Maggie Cook, who has not shot a free throw this season, getting her first opportunity in game number 14. And she's perfect on that one. Makes it 61-42, and just under 40 seconds to go. Hiawatha certainly played a much better second half, but they dug themselves into a hole. Second one there, no good, but an offensive rebound chased, and Hermish has that one. As here's Peterson, a touch, and they call her for a travel. At 31.5 seconds to go, it's a Nemaha Central turnover. The Redhawks get it back with now 30 seconds and counting in this game. It is Addison Williams across the midcourt line. It's a high ball screen. Left side pass it goes. Twombly a drive. Puts up a shot, and it's good. Claire Twombly, the freshman, a nice jumper from the left corner. Makes it 61-44 at 10 seconds to go. Thunder trying to run out the clock. Just 5 seconds to go. They get it right side here. Looking inside, Peterson. Oh, lost the handle. And a turnover by Nemaha Central, but that's going to end it here tonight. As Nemaha Central girls victorious in game 1 of 2 in pretty dominant fashion as they beat Hiawatha 61-44. Our post game is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thunder girls win big, 61-44 the final. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Girls game final tonight on Nemaha Central. They beat Hiawatha 61-244. Brandon Chance, Leah, and Paige all with you. The Thunder now moving to 13-1 overall. They improved to 8-0 in Big 7 league play. Hiawatha with the loss. They drop to now even Stevens at 7-7 overall. And in Big 7 league play, they are now 2-6. Well, running through the final numbers as we get you set for our boys game coming up here in just a moment. I got one more stat to just go through here as I'm just counting up the Darcy Lear's free throw numbers. Give me a quick second. So 16 free throws tonight. Sorry, it took me a second there. So 16 free throws tonight for Darcy Lears. And she hits 12 of them and is the leading scorer by far for Hiawatha in a losing effort with 20. Balanced, again, pretty up and down for Nemaha Central in the win. They got 15 points and 10 rebounds from Reagan Garrity. 17 points and 5 rebounds from Addie Holthouse. 9 points and 6 rebounds for Ella Larkin. They also got 7 a pop from Ellie Ruski and Callie Honeyman. They got 3 points from Cammy Dollinghouse, 2 from Haley Holthouse, and Maggie Cook with 1. And as I mentioned again, Redhawks led by Darcy Lears, 20 points. She had a couple of rebounds, a couple of steals, and she was 12 out of 16 at the free throw line. Outside of that, 8 for Abby Elfner, 7 for Kenzie Nelson, 6 for Josie Delaney, and 1 point for Aaliyah Contreras. The Redhawks had 16 turnovers and 14 rebounds. They were 19 of 28 at the free throw line. Thunder had 20 turnovers, 30 rebounds, and they were 8 out of 13 at the free throw line. It's now time to announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. It's our player to bank on. Got to go with the 6-foot sophomore here in Reagan Garrity, who was a force inside in a clean double-double. 15 points and 10 rebounds for the 6-foot sophomore forward. A solid game tonight for Reagan Garrity and a winning effort for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central again led 16-3 after one. They did not look back. They led 28-10 at the half. It was 47-29 at the end of three, and they win it here 61-44. Again, Nemaha Central now 13-1, 8-0 in league play. Redhawks dropped to 7-7 and 2-6 in Big 7 league play. So that's going to do it for our first broadcast here tonight, as the Thunder boys will be looking for a sweep tonight with the girls game on Nemaha Central. Going to go ahead and send it back to the studio here for just a little bit. Chance Link will take care of you here for about 12 minutes and then hang with us. We'll come back and have the nightcap. It'll be the boys' game in about 12 or 13 minutes here at Nemaha Central High School as the Thunder will host the Redhawks of Hiawatha. Girls' final one more time. Nemaha Central 61, Hiawatha 44. Back in about 12 minutes. Keep it locked and don't leave us. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.